Jordan Bartell of the Baltimore Sun has put together what he calls the most unnecessary Christmas albums, 2012 style. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
A Barry Manilow made your list? The great Barry Manilow? How dare you?
I'm sorry. I heard you were a big fan, but I had to do it.
Well, why?
Are you that mad?
I am, actually. I think he's fantastic. That sounded good to me.
First of all, I have nothing against him personally, but he has had, I think I mentioned this, several different Christmas albums, which some of the songs are repeats. I mean, he's great, great singer, but it's one of those ones that's sort of, you know, kind of a little bit trying too hard, I think, this time of year.
All right. CeeLo Green has an album out. I don't know how the music sounds, but I have to say, the cover of the album is absolutely spectacular. He's riding shotgun and what you can only describe as a hoopty. He's got a reindeer driving the car, white horses with flowing manes pulling the car. He's got a mink coat on. Obviously, the music doesn't sound as good as the album cover looks, huh?
I'll say that the album cover is the best part of it. But I did like the him with the horse. Or with the reindeer driving the horses, though. So if you're going to have a good Christmas, maybe that's a good way to start, is just maybe look at the album. But some of the songs are a little unfortunate, I guess. But his voice co-star Blake Shelton's album is great, too.
Here's a little of CeeLo Green right now. Is it the Muppets in the background? He's singing with the Muppets, huh? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he's very enthusiastic, though. So.
Yeah. The Oak Ridge Boys make your list. I love your description of this. Points for the one dude's beard. Negative points for them covering All I Want for Christmas Is You. Can you imagine them singing that to you in person? I thought you were going to say in prison, but but both would be bad.
That both would be bad. I do, you know, appreciate his flowing beard, but All I Want for Christmas Is You is one of those songs that maybe is not best coming from these group of guys, I guess.
All right, what else do you point out as an album that is just unnecessary?
Well, I guess maybe the most unnecessary would be Meowy Christmas from the Jingle Cats, which I don't know about you, but I don't enjoy spending the holidays listening to a bunch of cats meow Christmas songs.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me either.
Because there's 20 of them, and they're real cats. So that could be the worst one this year.
Didn't they have a barking dogs one several years ago like that? Maybe they're trying to play on that.
Perhaps. Maybe they're in competition. Yeah. But they're both equally bad. So.
All right, I have to ask you before we go, because you turn on the stations now that play the Christmas music, and it's the same old 10 songs over and over again. Anything new you like?
Yeah, I really like some of the offerings from the two big country albums this time. Lady Antebellum has On This Winter's Night. They did an EP last year, and there's some of those songs on this, but the title track is new, and it's great. And as I mentioned before, Blake Shelton has a good album out, too. He duets with his wife, Miranda Lambert, on it, and with his mom. So they're both pretty good.
All right, Jordan, great to talk to you. Jordan Bartell, Baltimore Sun, has put together the most unnecessary Christmas albums. We'll put a link to the website on our homepage, WBAL.com. It's on Maryland's Morning News. Get a flavor of what it's like right here with Christmas music.